Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I don't want to do a 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Done.
Done. Bye. Bye. Bye.
We could do this. Too late. We're on.
Nate's gone. Nate's gone.
Okay,
and
bye, Nate.
He left.
Come back, Nate. There's straight Nate.
He got
Nate.
So
there
excited.
There he is. There he goes.
Let's do this for 15 minutes.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo.
It is kind of fun. I get why little kids get so excited about this now. If this is really what it looks like. Like, oh, where is he?
Look, he's disappeared. Now he's back.
It's so close.
You're creepy. All right. Thank you, Nate. There's Brody. Hi, Brody.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, I bought inflatables for Halloween for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Danielle inspired me.
Oh, and nice.
Because of the pandemic, I guess, we just let loose and we decorated the whole house. And we had the two inflatables up. And Saturday night, it was nice weather in the New York, New Jersey area. And I left them up. Well, Sunday morning, it rained like crazy and they went down. And the base broke off one of them. The other one has a hole in the side. So we had 2 days worth of quality inflatables. So
there you go. Yeah. Oh my God!
Don't be lazy, ladies and gentlemen. Take them down.
Yeah.
Every night.
Are yours down, Danielle?
Oh, yeah, they're down. And actually, some of them are in my hallway right now. And so there's just dead inflatables in the hallway waiting to be put away for
Danielle,
next year.
Can you blow one up right now?
No, I cannot blow one up right now. They're soaking wet. Like, it has put water everywhere.
Can you imagine if your inflatable couldn't go down? It's like when you take a
Viagra.
Blue pill, Viagra, and you can't get your ding-a-ling to go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Ding-a-ling. There's a good word for penis. Ding-a-ling.
I can blow up the wacky, waving, inflatable, arm-flailing tube man. I have him in here.
Yeah.
Can you turn him on?
You want me to?
Oh, yeah, sure. That'd be awesome. He's going to knock all your cereal over.
Yeah.
This is the best part about Scotty's hoarding, is whenever you say something, he's like, oh, I happen to have that right here under
the
counter.
He does. He has everything.
Okay.
He has everything.
Here he comes.
Yes.
How much chicken did we send over for your birthday over the weekend?
There had to at least be 30 or 40 tenders. And some were grilled, some were fried. We ate them all.
Right. I sent some of those, PDQ down there in Florida. They have those... those crispy turkey sandwiches. I sent one or two of those, didn't I?
Oh, we ate those as well, too.
And they have cranberry on it and stuff like that?
They do.
Ready?
Yeah, are you ready to plug it in?
Yes, you are.
Here we go. This is going to be a shit show.
I know. It's such
Whoa!
Watch the buttons.
Scotty, that went so fast.
Watch the buttons.
It's going to knock us off the air.
It's going to knock everything off. All the cereal boxes.
Oh, my God. It's knocking all of them. Of the Andrew stuff on his desk.
Oh my God, half the stuff fell off the wall.
Scary, go in there and help him.
What happened?
That's awesome.
Something smashed.
I don't know. Are we still on the air? Is Z100 still on the air?
I don't know.
What smashed?
I know, I heard a smash. Oh, okay, your rest in peace, Mr. T's cereal sign fell off the wall.
My tombstone fell down.
Oh, man.
You do have everything. A tombstone, cereal boxes, inflatable wavy arm man.
Yeah.
What happened over there?
It's a mess in here.
Oh,
what
would
you expect? Just remember when we turned it on in the main studio and it knocked all the ceiling tiles out and all the asbestos was flying around?
Those are my favorite shows. When we turn on the inflatable.
Is it Nate?
Nate, it's backwards.
Scotty looked like half of the inflatable when he was trying to catch it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good position right there.
You guys remember that Christmas that we had like a Santa and a Frosty, that huge inflatable, and we brought it in the studio, and we blew it up. It was so huge. It didn't fit. It was
awesome. How much did one of those go for? That's the Elvis Duran show one, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much it was. It was years ago. I forget. Hey.
What?
Oh. Speaking of Elvis Duran show branded things.
Oh.
We got the bootleg t-shirts.
Those are cute.
I love that. She sent us some.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Oh, we love Kimberly. Nate, show them what's behind you. The bandanas.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Look at this, guys. It's kind of a mask, sort of. Or a
it's
bandana.
Elvis Duran morning show branded?
Branded bandana. Look at this.
Is that a bootleg as well?
Bandana.
No, these are actually official.
Oh, somebody paid for these?
Oh, is it like one of those things you put on your neck?
Oh, it's a neck gator.
It's a gator.
That's awesome. Nice. We need those. Are you sending them to us?
Yeah. Can you email that to me, Scotty?
Yes. I want that. Yes. That's
goes
awesome.
Goes over your face, too. Show them. Put them over your face.
The kids will love those.
Put it over your entire face so we don't have to
dance.
See any of your
like
face.
That.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah, go into a bank and ask for a deposit. Yeah, ask for a withdrawal, just like that.
So it's weird. Over the weekend, we saw my daughter's teacher out on the street. She was walking her dog trick-or-treating, and she came up to us, and she started talking to my daughter, and I was like, who are you? And then my daughter said who it was, and I was like, oh, it's our teacher. I've never seen her without, like, she was out walking her dog without a mask, but I was oh, that's what you look like.
That's right. You know what? We, like, how many of us have relationships with, like, friendship relationships with people that we've never seen.
Right.
We've only seen from here up. Yeah, Frog.
Yeah, the other day when we had Dr. Ho on in the Zoom room, that's the first time I've ever seen him without a mask on.
Because when I
met him for clinic and when he started to do my surgery and every time in the hospital, he always had a mask on. I'd never seen him without a mask. That was the first time.
Hey, I really love the video that Deanna put together of us rating our costumes from years past. You can see it on the Elvis Duran Show account on Instagram. I love that.
She did a good job.
She did a great job. Yeah. And we had some great costumes over the years, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love seeing me in video form, in a dress and makeup. And I think I do a great job as a, like a, like a sassy woman.
You do.
I think I'm a good sassy woman.
I don't know why you don't dabble more in drag. I think you can nail it.
Because I'm an ugly motherfucker in drag.
No.
I'm an ugly motherfucker out of drag. Yeah. Hey, you're so quiet today, Brody. What else is going on in your life?
Wow, that's a great question. I do want to add to the conversation about being with someone and never seeing their face.
Yes.
So for the past 3 months, I was rehabbing, going to physical therapy. I had injured my shoulder. And the woman that works me out, I've never seen her face. Never. So she told me, she gave me her name. She's like, look me up online. So I did. I'm like, holy crap. Like, you know how people say, like, our voices don't match when our faces when they see us online finally? So when you see someone's eyes for 3 months, you imagine what the rest of their face is going to look like.
Right.
And then you finally see it. And, of course, it's nothing like what you imagined. So, Froggy, was the doctor's face what you would imagine?
You know what? It actually kind of was. That was kind of what I pictured he would look like. But it was. I remember he must think I'm weird because I was staring at him trying to, like, take it in because I wondered what he would look like without a mask on. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a mustache?
No. He did not.
No mustache.
Did you watch the interview?
No mustache. You a question.
No,
Maxie Man.
Oh, Maxie Man. Speaking of mustaches, he's
an
got
original,
a great one.
An original.
I love this puppy. That other puppy's fine, but this one's my
Max
favorite.
Is the good boy.
Yeah. Right. He's
Ollie's the bad boy.
So, okay. The, Elvis's video of Ollie pulling on Max in the doggy bed.
Oh, that was
maybe
so
the
funny.
Funniest video I've seen all year.
You know what's sad about that is... he actually dragged Max across the kitchen the opposite way first, and I thought I was recording it, and I wasn't. It was funnier because Max was just staring at the camera like, why are you letting him pull my bed like this? Hello?
And then he tried to hit him with the other bed.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a brute. Let me tell
my
you.
My favorite is that Max doesn't care. He's like, this is my bed. I'm staying in it. Drag me wherever you want. I'm not moving.
I tell you, though, having two dogs, and you'll know this, Brody, Max is older and set in his ways. More than I thought. I mean, if Ollie gets in his face, Max makes these old dog noises like. Rah, 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 rah. I'm like, oh my god! he gets vicious and gets nasty. I love him.
I love how you said that they're just like you and Alex. And then in that video of Ollie pulling Max on the bed, all I could picture was you doing the same thing. If Alex was like pulling you across the floor on a cushion,
because he does that to me.
Just staring.
He is Ollie, and I am Max.
So speaking of pets, you know, obviously we've talked about this on the air before about how your Instagram discovery page is always an algorithm of things that you.
Yes.
So yes, there's a lot of cat videos. So I spent my weekend looking at. Cats dressed up for Halloween, and I saw the cutest kitten costume. It was a cat sushi. The cat was on a bed of rice, and the cat was a white cat, and it had a caviar like topping hat on, and the cat looked like a square sushi with the thing around it with the seaweed. It was so cute. It was probably I don't like pet costumes, but this cat was the ultimate. It was like a nice square little, and it was called Cat Sushi. So I don't know. I just thought that was so kind of cute.
Did you see The Rock trying to be like the Lion King, and he put the mask on or whatever, but he couldn't get the costume on because his body was too big and it didn't fit. Boy, I wish I had those problems.
Nice problem to have. Muscles are too big. Damn,
that's basically what it was. Yeah.
Elvis, you didn't dress up your pets as anything?
They went as dogs this year. They come with a built-in costume.
I just bought two costumes for Tonka, the bearded dragon, for Christmas. I bought him a Santa Claus costume and an elf costume, so he's all ready for Christmas. He hates
elf.
Me.
And an elf, too. I
can't wait.
Look at Nate. Nate is so unplugged from reality.
What are you talking about? You're talking about pets. I can't have pets.
Aww.
I can't participate in this conversation.
Why can't you have a pet? Ever?
Oh, come on.
Because he's selfish.
You'll die.
He's allergic.
Cats, dogs, I'm allergic to them. Deathly allergic to them.
Okay.
What about a
they
fish?
They make hypoallergenic dogs, Nate.
Brody, there is no such thing. I have been
so
around hypoallergenic
dogs. Even when Max is around, you sneeze?
If I'm in a confined space, listen, it's one thing if I'm... you know, just hanging around with him here in the studio. But if I'm where he lives, it's much worse.
Get a bearded dragon.
Yeah, what about a bearded dragon?
I don't know, Danielle says their shit stinks. So I'm like,
everybody's shit stinks.
No, Nate doesn't.
This
is beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, mine
shit looks in the mirror and checks itself out.
Nate smells like Nutella.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk.
Sure.
start drinking.
Nate,
nothing.
There. I just read an article about the rise in popularity of the pet snail, and I have one, and he's fascinating.
They're
and
so
I'm
stupid.
Telling
you, I eat them.
You're so stupid. No, they're great. They're so entertaining. They move
delicious.
Faster than you would think. I watch him all the time because he climbs up on top of trees and then he falls off because he's too fat for the tree. It's amazing. You like it.
You have the weirdest pets.
You do,
I know.
Bobby.
Drugs are bad.
They're so fun.
Drugs are bad.
They're fun to watch.
I know it's cold in the studio, but the way Nate's dressed, he looked like he can be in a movie about like Mount Everest right now with the jacket and the gator.
Are you still cold?
I think they're trying to save money. What do you think, Scotty?
It is. It bumped up 1 degree. Now it's 63 in here.
Ooh,
I usually like it. I usually like it chilly. I usually have it set at 68 or Skiri's favorite 69. But today it's set at 69 and it's on 63. There's no heat whatsoever.
Well, and then right here where Diamond normally sits, but where I've been sitting, the seal on the window, I think he's like failing because I can feel the breeze coming through the window.
Cold air.
That's the worst.
Scary. How cold was my studio?
Colder than these two studios. I went in there. It was like 59.
So my small studio, the heater is built behind the wall.
Makes sense.
That's stupid.
And Brody, the stuff on your desk is rattling. It's such a wind tunnel that things are moving in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that building is an old building. And it's a beautiful old building. I mean, it's an Art Deco masterpiece in the lobby. Once you go above the first floor, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's just old.
Now, wait, since we haven't been there, are they still, like, dusting our desks and stuff? Or are we going to come back to, like...
No, they clean. They clean. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everything's where you left it, though. In March.
Like a time capsule.
I put four loaves of bread in a garbage can downstairs, and it's been sitting there since May. They had their where the sales team sits. They have not been emptying the garbage cans there.
Hmm. Well, at least you know where to get some to bread.
Yeah.
Mold.
Ew.
Yeah, because nobody's
mushrooms.
There.
Hey, by the way, this
I
is
like
the,
on the days that we're up in our in the studio and you can smell something, and everyone starts blaming everyone else for farting. But in reality, it's that creek bed that you said the beautiful
There's
building sits
bed.
Atop.
Yes. Below the building. Ugh. And that's why we have mosquitoes in the winter. What were we going to say, Scotty?
I was just going to say, this is the first time ever that in my house we have both Halloween and Christmas decorations up at the same time.
Excellent.
Amy dragged the tree out and put the tree up last night.
Oh, yeah. Good for her. Yeah.
See, Adderall, man, it makes you do fun things.
Yes.
But where's the menorah? I can't find it.
Ooh.
Mm. But we need both. We got both in our house.
Look at Garrett in his dark guest bedroom.
I could turn on the lights, but I mean, I think it's more
creepy.
Ominous.
It is very ominous.
He looks handsome.
Thank you very much, Danielle. So do you.
Keep the lights
you
off.
Thanks, Garrett.
When we first started doing the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, you always had something new to talk about behind you, and you don't do that anymore. Why'd you let that go?
I felt like you were getting bored of it.
No, it was actually the only thing I liked about doing this stupid thing.
I'm still working on getting a sponsor, but I'll go back to occasionally putting stuff up there. Absolutely.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Oh, I've got a headache today. We had martinis last night. We were drinking martinis and toasting Uncle Johnny.
Mm.
How many martinis?
Oh, just one. That's all it takes.
How much did you toast him?
About this much of a martini. But I have a little headache today.
Froggy has a headache, too, but it's for other reasons.
Yeah, for different reasons.
Because I got a giant hole in my head.
It's true.
This Maybe is a Martini. Boring podcast, I think.
Yeah, this is boring.
This is like
the worst podcast ever.
I think we're done, aren't we?
Yep, yeah, we got 5 seconds left.
No, yes.
Oh. You want to have something to say? You better hurry and say
back.
It. Oh, I have
it's
something
back.
Brilliant.
When's the McRib back? Next month,
December 2nd.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes. Oh, my God, that's so far away.
They're shaping those rib-shaped pieces of meat right now.
Yeah,
whatever they are.
Sure that's
stamping
meat?
Them out with a 3D printer.
I don't know what it is, but I love it. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.